Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform all over social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy like myself, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about how adding things to a toxic relationship with a narcissist or a toxic person doesn't make it better. Doesn't increase the love and affection in a relationship. Doesn't increase the quality of a relationship. And what I mean by adding things and taking steps, I mean by getting married. I mean by buying a house together. I mean by buying a car together. I mean by moving in together. I mean by, you know, having kids together and things like that. Adding any type of extra to a toxic relationship does not and will not make that relationship any better. Let's just keep it real. It just doesn't. When you are in a toxic relationship, it's going to be, so typically these toxic relationships go toxic fast. You know what I mean? Because they move extremely fast. You know, the narcissistic person starts adding things. You and not just narcissist. You and this narcissistic person, toxic person, whatever, start adding things to the relationship. Y'all start adding things together to the relationship, right? So you start doing things together more and more and more. And narcissists and toxic people do this type of stuff to get you attached to them. They want to add things. The more things that they add to you, the more things that y'all add together, the harder it is for you to get rid of that narcissistic person. The harder it will be for you to move on from this narcissistic, toxic person or whatever. So you have to understand the dynamics of that's how it's going to work a lot of times, y'all. When you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic person, that's the dynamic that goes along with it sometimes. Like, you have to process that this person is going to be like, you know, that when you add stuff to it, you know what I mean? You think it's going to change. Like, let me rewind. Narcissistic robot has to reset, talking faster than his thoughts are flowing. Meep, 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 meep. Back up. So, you would think that adding things to a relationship, adding stuff would make it better, but it doesn't. Especially if there has already been some toxicity in the relationship, right? Let's just say y'all have already had some arguments. There's already been some rage. There's already been some isolation. There's already been some lying, some deception, some cheating and things like that. There's already been a lot of that type of stuff. So if there's already been that much of that type of stuff, you would think it's like, maybe if we get married, it'll get better. Maybe once we take those marriage vows, those wedding vows, and once we get married in this big church in front of all our family and friends, this will make the relationship better. No. If it's your parent, maybe when my parent gets older and I have to, and they see me grow up and they see me accomplish all my goals and dreams and stuff like that, they see me be proud. They see me, you know, make them proud. Maybe they'll treat me better. Maybe I'll get validation from them. No. You can add all the steps you want to with a toxic person. It will not make the relationship better, y'all. It might make it better. But let me correct that. It might make it better in spurts, in little spurt. It might make it better in a little spurt. You think, you know what? Look, we've been arguing a lot lately. You know what would fix us? Let's go buy a car together. Let's have a baby together. Let's add something together to show how committed we are to each other. And that's typically what happens in toxic relationships. You start adding things together to prove your commitment to each other, or to prove that person has changed and that person is willing to work on themselves. You know what? I know I cheated on you 15 times, but I want to have a baby with you. I think a baby, me being a mom or me being a dad, I think that right there would help me more than anything. Just honestly, I think me being a mom or dad would just make me a better person overall. Then guess what happens? When you get pregnant, they treat you worse. When they get pregnant by you, they treat you worse. They kick you out of the house. Like, guess what? I'm pregnant and get out. Oh, you pregnant? I'm leaving. I got you now. They feel like whatever it takes for a lot of narcissistic people feel like whatever it takes for them to keep you there, they'll do a lot of times. They will. But what about the new supply, lady? Won't they just go find new supply? Yeah, they'll. Just because a narcissist has found or secured a new supply or has a new relationship partner lined up does not mean that they will leave you alone. You see what I'm saying? Just because they find someone else does not mean that they will leave you alone. Why would they? Why would they leave you alone if just because they found someone else? I'd be wondering that. I'm just curious. Why would you think they would leave you alone just because they found somebody else? Because their attention is over there. They act like they're truly happy. Just because they find someone else does not mean that they will leave you alone. Now back to the topic at hand. Adding thing. That's what I tell people. If it's toxic now, before you move in together, if it's bad now, before y'all live together, if it's bad now, before y'all have kids together, if it's bad now, before you say, I love you, if it's bad now, before you buy a car together, if it's bad now, before you move across the country or something like that to be with them, if it's bad now, before you work together, if it's bad now, before you start a business together, it will be bad after you do that stuff. After that stuff is in motion, it will still be bad after that. Adding that stuff to it will not make it better. I can guarantee you that. It might get better for a little bit. Oh, we're so happy now. Yank. It's like they pull the rug right off from under you and you do a backflip and break your head and bust your head open. About to tell you, so many people you let that narcissistic person convince you to add it to it. Like, that's going to make it better. You know what we're missing? We're missing true commitment. You cheated on me 15 times. How are we missing commitment? Well, I'm just saying, I need you to commit to me. Let's just, will you marry me? What? You just caught them cheating with their best.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Best friend, and now they're down on bended knee asking you to marry them. And guess what happens? Sometimes y'all say yes and just cut your friend off. I'm just cut my friend off and marry the cheater. You know what I mean? That happens so many times, y'all. Stop adding things to these toxic ass relationships thinking it's going to fix the relationship. It's not. You can add the external things. You can add as many external things to these relationships as you want to, but it doesn't guarantee that the relationship is going to get better. It just doesn't, y'all. You can add every single thing that you want to in these dynamics, and it doesn't mean it is going to get better. And I know it sucks to hear for a lot of people when I tell them that, but it's just like, well, I just thought, because y'all see so many people get left in these situations where you get, like, sometimes, a lot of times it's women that get left in these situations where you get carrying the burden of having a baby or two or three or four, and that person gets to gallivant off into the sunset with somebody else, which kind of blows my mind sometimes, because I see sometimes these people will have 6, 7, 8 kids by 3, 4, 5, 6 different people. And there's always a person that's willing to take them in. Just come here. Come to me. I got you. And they leave you holding the bag of having 6 or 7 kids by yourself. 4 or 5 kids by yourself that you have to take care of. And they start a whole new dynamic. They try to add things. And like I said, narcissists, the people, we pile on the problems. Until you start working on the stuff from your internal, the external stuff is not going to get better. The external stuff is just like a cut. It's just like if you get cut on your arm or something like that, right? Let's say you have a cut on your arm. That cut is open. You're bleeding, right? You can pat it down. You can cover it up. Guess what? You can cover that cut with a Band-Aid, with a house. That cut is cheating. That cut is manipulation. You can cover that Band-Aid. You can cover that cut up with a house, with a car, with a baby or two, with some money. You can cover it up all you want to. But guess what? Until it heals underneath that Band-Aid, it's just a cover up. It's just a cover. Ooh, that's a good analogy right there. I'm gonna clean that analogy up and bring it to y'all in a different video sooner or later. But like I said, that cut is an analogy. That cut is a representation for whatever discretion they've done to you. That cut on that arm is a representation of the toxicity, the toxicity that you have been experiencing. That cut and that Band-Aid is adding things to it to try to cover up the toxicity. Let's add a kid Band-Aid. And it's not even like a good Band-Aid. It's like a Batman Band-Aid, or you know what I mean? It's a Band-Aid with like a kid design on it. PJ Mask on the Band-Aid. You know, a cocoa melon. Yeah, a cocoa melon Band-Aid over a wound that needs stitches. You need stitches for this. You need to close it up before you put a Band-Aid on it. But y'all, instead of putting stitches, you just put a Band-Aid on it. You just add a wedding. You add a marriage. You add some clap. You get your cheeks clapped. Those are Band-Aids right there. Those are not healing you at all. Those are just covering up the wound. That's what I tell people. Like, you're just covering up the wound in these situations right here. Don't cover it up. Don't cover it up. You can't cover it up all the time, y'all. Sometimes it's okay to let it flow. Sometimes it's okay to be strong and, you know, stand in your own truth and stuff like that. It's okay. It's okay, y'all. You have to be okay with being by yourself a little bit before you can be happy in the relationship dynamic. So don't add things. Don't cover up the major issues that could be going on in a relationship by adding things to it. Because when you start adding external things, people outside think you're doing well. Because you have this Band-Aid over this wound, people don't see the wound. They don't see the cut. They don't see the cheating. They don't see the manipulation. All they see is the cars. All they see is the family dynamic. All they see is the house with the picket fence. All they see is buying a dog together, or getting a cat, or buying a goddamn canary together. They see, you know, buying some kind of exotic, buying a Venus flytrap together. Whatever you buy together, you're buying it together. This is what people see. They see the outside looking in. They see the Band-Aid. They don't see the wound. The only people who see the wound, the only people who know the wound exists, are the people who created it. So stop covering things up with Band-Aids. Stop Band-Aiding up these relationship dynamics. And I just turned this video. I don't know how I flipped that like that, y'all. How did I do that? That was like, y'all, this is not narcissism kicking in, y'all. This is just like, I don't know how I flipped that analogy with that Band-Aid. That just came out of nowhere. But you just don't ask of y'all, heal the wound first. If the wound can't be healed, how do I know if I'm dealing with a narcissist, Lee? I keep giving them second, third, fourth, 15 chances. How do I know if I'm dealing with a narcissist? Because you gave them, you got two, now you got 15 Band-Aids over your cut now. What are you going to do? You got every chance you give that person is a Band-Aid over top of it, y'all. So you got 15 Band-Aids on top of each other right now. the wound is infected now. You can't even pull the Band-Aid so thick, you can't even pull it off right now. It's infected underneath all the Band-Aids. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. I know this episode ran on a little longer than what they normally do, but you know, YouTube actually talked to me and told me to make my videos longer. It's like, just post less videos and make them longer. So this is my dabble into longer videos. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in. If you're in the Toronto, Canada area, come to the meetup, the meet and greet, the live panel discussion that we're having on November the 19th in Toronto, Canada. Go to NARC Avengers, NARC Avengers.com/Toronto to get registered up, y'all. It's only like 8 spots left for the private Q&A discussion or whatever. And also, if you listen to this on Apple Music or Spotify, hit that 5 stars for me, y'all. Hit that 5 stars for me. Let's get this podcast ranked higher so more people, it can help more people. We can reach more people. Anyways, y'all, I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.